Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechet Gittin, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Beis, Mishnah Gimel, and today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel Shishi B'zecher Find Receiving Hagun Bikarav Mamish. And Mishnah Beis tells us a Kaisav Tafsei Gittin. A sefer is writing the Tifes of a Get. Remember, we've had this before multiple times. Tifes and Tiref. The Tifes is the basic script that's found in every single Get, whereas the Tiref is the important details such as the man's name, woman's name, and the date of the Get, and those change obviously per Get. So this sefer wants to make sure that he has a stock of Gittin just in case somebody walks into his office and he doesn't have enough time to write up a new one. So he wants to have the basic text filled out, and all he's going to have to do is insert the names of the man, woman, and date. That's totally okay according to Tanakhama. The Mishnah tells us, all he has to do is leave these places blank. A spot for the man's name, woman's name, and for the zman. And similarly, Shtar Milva. Let's say he wants to have loan documents in stock. He could write the basic text which is found in every loan document as long as he leaves an empty place for the malva, he's the lender, the loive, the borrower, how much money is involved, and the zman. Furthermore, shtar mekach, let's say he wants to write sale documents, for example, sale of a house or a field. He has to leave all these places blank, one for the buyer, one for the seller, the amount of money, where the field is, and of course for the date. And all this is mipnei takana, because of takana. The takana begins with gittin. The main reason is because of get, as we explained. He wants to be able to have a stock of gittin, and even though the typhus is not being written lishma, according to Tanakhama, that's okay. As long as the tyref is, he's allowed to have this stock of basic gittin, and for that matter, he's also allowed to have a stock of basic shtari milva or shtari mekach. However, Rabbi Yehuda paisel bekulon, Rabbi Yehuda passels by all them, and that's because, beginning with gittin, Rabbi Yehuda is afraid that if we allow him to write the taifes shalai lishma, he might end up writing the tairef shalai lishma, and that's a problem. Therefore, no doing this by get or by any other shtar. Whereas Rabbi Lazar, he's the midshita, machshar bekulon, he allows all other shtaris, chutz migittin nashim, except for a get, shenemar, it says in the pasuk, v'kasav la, and he writes it for her, and that tells us lishma, it has to be written specifically for her, even the taifas, and therefore no doing this by gittin, but yes doing this by other shtaris, and we pass on like Rabbi Lazar. Moving on to Mishnah Gimel, maybe get v'avad imenu. A shliach brought a get and it was totally lost from him. He couldn't find it. And mitzoy la'alter, if it was found right away, kosher. So the get's kosher. Vimlav, but it wasn't found right away. It was found after some time. Puzzle, we have to say that it's puzzle. Why is that? So this is actually talking about a place, shasha yaris mitzuyas. It's very common to have caravans here, which means there's a lot of travel back and forth. Therefore, if he finds the get right away, we could assume that this is the get that fell from him. But if he doesn't find the get right away, he only found it after some time, we have to be afraid that maybe this is not the get that fell from him. This is really a totally different get that fell from a caravan that came from the same place that he came from, and that caravan was carrying a get that had all the same information as his get, and this is not actually his get that he lost, and therefore it's possible. Similarly, let's say the get that he lost was found in his chafisa b'dloskama, which are two different types of bags, and he doesn't recognize the get, but he recognizes, oh, that's my bag, or in makira, if he recognizes the get itself, even if he doesn't recognize the container it's in, kosher in both these situations, the get's kosher. On to another set of halachas, hamevi get, v'nichay zaken echayla, let's say a person brings a get, and when he had left the husband, he was old or sick, meaning Reuven appointed Beryl to bring a get to his wife, and when Beryl left, Reuven was very old or very sick. Beryl could give over the get, b'chazaka, that Reuven is still alive, he doesn't have to assume that Reuven died. And something similar, if we have a Bas Yisrael who's married to a Kayin, and we know that she's allowed to eat truma because her husband's a Kayin, and her husband went overseas on a long trip, he's going to be doing business, he's not going to be coming back for a long time, she could eat truma b'chazaka that he's alive, she doesn't have to assume that he died overseas. And lastly, someone who sent his carbon chatas with a shliach from overseas, from chutz la'aretz, he did a chet, so he has to bring a carbon chatas, but he's not able to bring it himself, so he sent a shliach to bring his carbon to the Beis HaMikdash, makriven oisa b'chazkas shukayom, that carbon could be brought b'chazkas, that the person is still alive, we don't have to assume that he died. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow's Mishnah Dalar and Hey, continue to talk about this concept of chazaka. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.